Well, it is a creepy and curious world out there, and this morning we find out a little bit more about some creatures, I guess, who think they're secondhand vampires, if you like, a creature that likes human blood, but maybe too lazy or too small to prey upon it firsthand. Dr. Tommy Leung from the University of New England is keeping Halloween alive, I think, with this topic this morning. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Kelly.
Okay. This all sounds very disturbing. What's our first little pair of, or our first little vampire all about?
Well, this first little vampire was actually, I have to give credit to a student from my parasitology class early this year who wrote a blog post about this particular secondhand vampire as a part of her assignment. And it's about these little midges. So midges are kind of tiny little insects that are smaller than mosquito, but they like sucking blood. But in a paper that was published last year in a journal called Parasite and Vectors, a group of researchers in China has actually found these little midges, instead of sucking directly from, say, a mammal like a human being or maybe a cattle, these midges were actually found hanging off the belly of a mosquito, which itself has just recently sucked on a cattle or some other kind of a host.
It really sounds rather lazy or a bit clever, whichever. I'm not too sure which way to look at it.
Yeah, it is clever in a way. Lazy, maybe less risky. Less risky. Because with like a midge, you've got a tiny little insect that's a few millimeter long. If it lands on, say, a cow or a human being, it might get squashed flat. But if it lands on a mosquito, that's a little bit safer. And the mosquito is the one that's you know, taken all the risk of, you know, trying to feed on a big mammal.
Okay, so what do we know then about its behaviour? How has it learnt to behave like this instead of going firsthand to the source?
Well, this has been documented like almost a century ago, several decades ago. People have actually documented cases of this, but I think this is the first time it's been observed in the wild, because previously it's just been a specimen that's been, you know, chloroformed and has died, you know, kept as a specimen in a museum for a long time ago. But this time with this paper, they've actually had videos of it. And the researchers have actually documented up to 3 midges hanging off the belly of a mosquito. So in size comparison-wise, each of the midges is probably the size of a small cat, like if the mosquito is like human size. So imagine like trying to fly around with these, you know, cats trying to hang off your belly, trying to suck whatever that's inside your belly. I guess that's what it's like to be a mosquito. I don't know if that makes people feel slightly sorry for mosquitoes, considering what they do, but that's what they go for as well. It's kind of like, as my student called it, mosquitoes' karma, so to speak.
Dr. Tommy Leung with us on ABC New England Northwest. So the liquid that they're then consuming, what's it like? Is it a more concentrated form or is it diluted?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's another, I just forgot to mention, that's another benefit to, I guess, sucking off a mosquito. Because when mosquito feeds on a mammal or bird, if you observe closely, what you'll find is that a droplet of plasma or water started coming out of the backside. And that's because the blood is so full of liquid that they have to kind of filter out all that stuff. What it really needs is the hemoglobin, the red blood cells themselves, because some of the listeners might not know, but it's only the female mosquito that feeds on blood. The males actually just feed on nectar. And in fact, most of the time the female feeds on nectar, it's only when she starts to develop her eggs that she needs the blood. So only female mosquito feeds on blood, and only when she needs you know, necessary nutrient for egg development. And so the blood that's actually inside the belly of a female mosquito is kind of a more high grade or concentrated form. So when a midge comes along and suck on a mosquito, it's getting much high grade material than it would if it's sucking off a mammal or something.
And are they likely to spend like their entire lifespan once they've moved on to the mosquito? Is that their new residence sort of thing? Or do they change?
They don't stay in place. Like, they do detach. They do find it like slightly difficult to detach. They take a few minutes to kind of, you know, screwed in once it's kind of into the mosquito, and then it takes a little while for them to undo it because it's actually anchored in there quite firmly, which I guess you'll have to if you're kind of traveling on a flying hypodermic syringe, so to speak.
What's their lifespan like? How long do these little midges
They don't live for very long. Midge in general and mosquitoes, they're like insects that would not live for more than a year. But the main concern with the midge is that the midge themselves, they're only part-time mosquito biters. Sometimes they do bite on mammals themselves, depending on the situation. So, and mosquitoes are well known for carrying various kinds of viruses and stuff. And so it's possible that the midge might act as a secondary vector for these particular viruses that the mosquitoes might be carrying.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, the mosquitoes, there's various kind of pathogens, including bacteria, viruses, and of course various parasites that uses mosquitoes as a way of transmitting itself from one to another. So for example, one of the deadliest tropical parasite diseases is malaria. And malaria, of course, uses mosquitoes as a way to get, as part of its life cycle. But there's a lot of viruses that do that. These specialized virus called arbovirus, which has adapted to both infect a vertebrate host as well as a mosquito host. So it's possible that the midge would also act as a kind of a vector host for those particular pathogens as well and pass them on.
Okay, so should we feel sorry for the mosquito now?
Well, I guess it's really depending on what up to you, you know. Mosquito and the disease they carry, they do kill a lot of people around the world and cause a great deal of sickness. But then again, the mosquito is kind of being held hostage by these particular parasites or viruses as well, because it's not particularly good for the mosquito. It's not like the mosquito get any particular benefit from carrying them. In fact, we're just kind of in it together, so to speak. Not that it makes people like mosquito anymore, but the mosquitoes are harmed by the parasites themselves.
What's the second little intriguing secondhand vampire?
This other secondhand vampire, so to speak, is actually probably one that is more, I guess, beneficial to us, because it does feed on female mosquitoes, or female mosquitoes that's fed on blood. And unlike the midge, it will not pass on, or have any potential to pass on any viruses that the mosquito that it just fed on might be carrying. However, it is something that sets off a lot of Halloween vibes. And just two words, vampire spiders. So these are spiders that feed on mammal blood, but don't worry too much about it, because it doesn't actually feed directly from a mammal. So these spiders aren't going to leap on you kind of arachnophobia style and start sucking on your blood. These guys actually get it from feeding on mosquito. So when it spots a female mosquito that has just recently fed on blood, then it jump on those guys to feed on their blood. And they're actually specialists. The name are actually called Avarca culicivore, and the species name actually mean mosquito feeders. So that's what they're specialists on mosquito, and not just any mosquito, female mosquitoes that have just recently fed on blood, because they're after the blood.
Okay, so what do they do? How do they attack?
They're little jumping spiders. In fact, some people might be surprised to hear this, but I think that jumping spiders are actually quite the cutest of all the spiders. They have all the prerequisite for looking cute. They have a tiny little body. They're just no longer than a centimeter long. They have short little limbs. They have a big head with, you know, big beady eyes. It's almost like as if you kind of, I guess, turn a kitty or a cat or a puppy into a spider. That's how a jumping spider would look like.
Well, yeah, I think the most sort of the amorphic of all of the, you know, they do have these, the sense that the big eyes, we somehow connect with them, and they can be quite colourful too.
They're quite adorable, and they none of them can harm you. That's the thing about the jumping spider. So if one jumps on you, don't worry, it's, you know, just give it a pat or not, as the case may be. It won't kill you, it won't do anything to you, I swear. Jumping spiders are the cutest of the spiders. But this particular one, it feeds on mosquitoes, so you should probably also be thankful for it as well. And they're very precise in how they determine, like they don't go for any other prey except mosquitoes, and even then only female mosquitoes that feed on blood, because like I said, it's after the blood. And the reason for that is that apart from it just being part of its diet, it seems that these spiders have just recently fed on the blood from a mosquito that has just fed on a mammal, they actually become more attractive to the opposite sex. So it's kind of almost like a aphrodisiac or something. It's like eating a blood-fed mosquito is like putting on perfume or cologne for it. So, you know, one of these vampire spiders become a sexy vampire spider by feeding on a mosquito. So, you know, they didn't tell you about that in Twilight, but Maybe it should have been more interesting if it's been about vampire spiders instead.
Oh, maybe it's a new perfume range you could develop, Tommy. I'm not too
sure.
Oh,
for spiders, these guys, there'll be a market there.
How does it work? How does that little sort of sensory release work?
Well, there was this experiment that was done a few years ago where, and this really goes to show that scientists are, they do amazing things to try and figure out just how the way the world works. So they did two things. They made virtual mosquitoes and they made these, I guess you can say, Frankensteinian monster mosquitoes where they got different bits and pieces of different types of mosquitoes and pair them together to try and determine like what exactly it is that these spiders look for when they go after a prey. So they got like the head of a male mosquito and tried to stuck it onto the body of a female mosquito to try and see, you know, what it is. And it seems that the main thing that the spiders look for is the red belly, the full belly that indicates that it's full of blood. But at the same time, the secondary cue that it looks for is that they look at the head of the mosquito to try and determine whether it's a male or female, because male and female mosquitoes have different shaped antennae. And so it uses that to gauge like whether they want to go for that or not. So to do that, not only did the scientists make these kind of hybrid lures to try and see the gauge the spider's reaction, they also treat the spiders to, I guess, a movie. So they make these 3D models of mosquitoes that have different combination of things and also moving and versus non-moving. And so they got the little spiders to climb onto a little platform, and in front of it is a projector and a tiny screen. So they try to determine the spiders will be sitting there trying to determine, okay, you know, is watching this weird movie. I guess it's kind of like the spiders equivalent of watching the Food Channel or maybe a bit of Jamie Oliver or something like that.
And so they just found that they connected with their heads and their bellies.
Yep, heads and the belly. And also, it seems that they also connect a little bit with the smell, because these spiders actually have a good sense of smell. And just to go back from before, after they fed on the blood of a mosquito, they start producing a pheromone. And that's how the opposite sex gauge is like, hey, sexy, we just fed on a mosquito.
Oh dear, Tommy, this is, I think, by far one of your worst B-grade horror movies
Figure it's one best. I mean, True Blood is really popular at the moment. Why aren't people getting into these vampire spiders?
And, how do we say the name again of these wonderful spiders?
Well, the common name is just vampire spider, but the scientific name is Evarca culicivore. So culicivore means mosquito eating, because there is like the family for mosquitoes, culicid. So these guys, they specialize on eating just mosquitoes, but female mosquitoes that have just recently fed on blood.
So it's not just sucking the blood, they actually consume the whole mosquito.
They consume the whole thing, but it's really the blood that it's after, because the mosquito that has just recently fed on blood, her belly is just really, really distinct from all that blood. So half of it, you know, I guess if there's like a label ingredients on, a can of mosquito, it'll be like, 50% blood or something.
So why don't they go straight to the human then, if it's the blood they're after, or straight to the mammal if it's the blood they're after?
Well, they don't. First of all, they don't have the fangs for it. It's not like they, because the mouth part of a mosquito isn't really good for sucking blood the way that mosquitoes are. So mosquitoes have a mouth part that look almost like a syringe, the needle of a syringe, whereas the mouth part of a spider is good for injecting things like venom, but it's not good for sucking things out. So it needs to get the it needs to get it secondhand of a mosquito. But also the other thing is that these spiders, the jumping spiders, the Psoticidae, they are specialized on tiny little prey. And for it to start preying on like a large mammal is just a bit too far of an evolutionary leap for us. Whereas mosquitoes and other tiny insects that's like routinely preyed upon by other species of these spiders as well.
Wow, all right, so that's good to know.
Yes, good to know.
Too far in
these spiders are,
we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, these spiders are your friend, because they go after mosquitoes. So you should be thankful, and they're very cute as well.
Yeah, we're a bit shocked by the cute spiders this morning, probably, I think. The concept of a cute spider.
Cute spiders that are vampires as well, but not directly vampires, secondhand vampires.
Well, as per usual, you've drawn another wonderful cartoon, which we'll put up online just after the show this morning. I've just tweeted it, if that's okay, so people can see that. You want to follow us at Kel Fuller or at ABC New England, and we'll put our chat up if you just come in halfway through and you're wondering how in the world we have cute secondhand spider vampires.
Vampire spiders.
It's a frightening, creepy thing that Tommy's...
keeping Halloween alive.
To us this morning.
I'd like to see some people dressed up as the vampire spider for next year's Halloween.